Brentford are home for the Reds this weekend. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan. I've got Mo Stewart, Alec Macquarie, Phil Blundell all in the studio with me. We will get the view from Billy Grant a little bit later on as well in terms of the opposition. And Phil, I think we all know we've put ourselves into a bit of a situation here in terms of getting top four, but Liverpool can now only do what they can do, and that is to try and post 71 points and see where it takes us.
There's two ways of ending up in the Europa League, aren't there? There's throwing the top four away, and then there's finishing like a train and coming fifth. And if Liverpool win the last nine games to come fifth, you go into the next season with a positive mindset ahead of doing business in the transfer window. You know, there's ways where you can sort of rationalise it, and there's been genuine lows this season. And if we still manage to come fifth, get that the Europa League thing, we'd probably be favourites for the Europa League next season. We'd have a good summer. We look like we can get back in the top four. Have a title challenge. It's not bad. You can make do with a season out of the Europa League, especially when season out of the Champions League, especially with the qualifying changes next season as well. There's probably going to be five places next season, which is, it's a bit annoying, really, isn't it? That the season before it becomes five places, we look like we're gonna come fifth, but it isn't dead. Manchester United have breathed a little bit of life into it by deciding to punch a ball at about 10 o'clock at night, which was some effort. It's one of those where you sort of,
especially given how many plaudits Luke Shaw was getting until he decided
I don't know what he was doing. It was bizarre. But we're in a situation now where we can get this to the last day. I mean, it's a bit weird that you've basically got to look at Liverpool, and instead of saying that Liverpool are actually on, what are we on, 59 points? Mm-hmm. You've got to assume that we're actually on 71. We've played 38 games, we're on 71, and everyone's actually chasing us in our mind, because we have to win all four games, otherwise it's not a thing. So you're sort of looking at Manchester United, and they need, what do they need? 9 points to beat us. Newcastle needs seven. It's one of those where we've just got to win and see what happens, and you can make arguments as to why United can drop points in all of their games, I think. Not that I necessarily think they will, but I could make you an argument about it.